Pastor Doug has been talking about a three-legged stool that we first want to reach to establish societal transformation in Canada. The first leg on the stool is the family. When I first started pastoring over 30 years ago, the family, for the most part, in the church was intact. There was one man, one woman, three kids, you know, and it was a fairly stable world. Pastoring now, 30 years later, is not the same. There is so much brokenness. There is so much pain. There's so much brokenness in our society and in families. The reason that many young people are searching, though, for spiritual truth, they're searching for something. They're searching, really, for a father. They're searching for the Heavenly Father. Malachi chapter 4, verse 6 says this, that in the last days, he says, I'm going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the father. How can you build a house of blessing in your home, whether you're a single person or whether you're a single mom or you're a family or you're a father or a grandfather? I believe that God wants us to build a house of blessing. And so Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 says this, I have called heaven and earth to witness that I have set before you a choice, life or death, the blessing or the curse. So choose you and your descendants. Every one of us in this room have a choice to make. Will we choose to build a culture of blessing? Will we choose to make a difference in our society? Will we choose to do that? God doesn't force us to do anything. God gives us choices. That's the kind of Heavenly Father that He is. You know, the picture of the prodigal father, you know, with the prodigal son. The prodigal means the extravagant love of the father. Was so much loving that when his son came to him and said, Dad, give me my inheritance. He says, that's your choice, son. I'm still going to love you. So how do we build a house of blessing? Because it's something that's just powerful. And what does that look like? And we have that power to release into your family this house of blessing. And if we're going to build something, we need to have a good foundation. And of course, that foundation has got to be prayer. It's got to be Jesus Christ. But here's one thing that the first step of what a culture of blessing looks like is that we need to pray together as a couple daily. And speak a blessing over each other. If a husband and wife can just take 3 minutes a day to pray a blessing over each other, to thank God for something that your spouse has done, and to repent for something that you've done, maybe that's hurt your spouse that day, that's the foundation of a good marriage. If you want to make a difference, you start to pray with them. But don't just pray for them, but pray and release blessing over them. And then secondly, what we're encouraging families to do is to have a family meal together once a week. And speak a blessing over each member of your family. And during that mealtime, as the father in your home, after it's all over, you just kind of look at your wife and you say to your children, this is your mother in whom I'm well pleased, whom I love so much. And you just bless your wife. And then you look in the eyes of each of your children and each of your grandchildren. And you just kneel down in front of them and just say, you know what, I love you this morning. I bless you. And we need to look into their eyes and say, you are my son. You are my daughter in whom I'm well pleased. And I'm telling you that that brings revolution. That brings transformation to families. We change the next generation. We empower them to prosper. The tool that we have in our hands is free. It's called the blessing. The blessing literally means to empower to prosper. And so God has called us to do that. He's called us to prosper and to empower the next generation through blessing. Prayer in itself is not enough. It's faith and works. We need faith. We need to pray. We need to believe God for our families. But then we need to step out and we need to actually bless them. When we pray, we're going to see transformation happen. So I believe that God wants us to do that kind of prayer. And then we begin to see transformation happen through this. Well, I just want to change your thinking that blessing is the key that every one of you in this room has. That every one of us can bless and bring transformation into all the spheres in our society. And let me just talk about how you're going to create an atmosphere of blessing over the island. Just these three things as we just kind of wrap up. Blessing others releases people or peace into people's lives. Luke chapter 10, verse 5 says, when you enter into a house, first say peace to this house. And so that peace, bringing peace into the house, may the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you, may the Lord's face shine upon you. I want you to know that there are many people that are living in your cities. There are many people that are living in your towns that they are just waiting to hear from the Lord. But I believe as your church begins to pray, you're going to see transformation happen in your communities.